Hello, friends. Welcome to day 28 of our Lenten journey with St. Alphonsus Liguori. We continue to reflect on his readings. And today, Janelle and I read the readings separately, and we had the same quote that stood out to us.
Mm-hmm. If you are now at the point of death, already in your agony and almost breathing your last, and about to appear before the divine tribunal, what would you not wish to have done for God? And what would you not give for a little more time to make your salvation more secure? So what stood out to me is one time I was listening to this talk and he was just sharing how it is such a grace to have time before your death. People who maybe have been given a certain diagnosis and they know that they have 3 months to live. How difficult that would be. In and of itself, there is a blessing in having the time to prepare yourself. Not that I would wish that on anybody. I was just listening actually to another little video yesterday of this woman sharing about how they had just gotten into a car accident, a head-on collision, and her husband died instantly, or that's what the reports are saying, that her husband died instantly, and how she was really happy that he didn't have to suffer. As much as we don't want any of our loved ones to suffer, if I had a choice, I would think that I would prefer to not die instantly, but to have time. I know this is like a really weird thing to think about, but it's true. I would hope that I would have time.
Yeah, that would be a great blessing. In one sense, I'm going to push back on this. We do have the time because we know life is fatal.
That's right. We're all going to die.
We're all going to die. So in this sense, we have time. We know what's coming. We don't know when. And such as a diagnosis of an illness. But in one sense, we do. We do have the time. So regard to this quote, there was two things. One was the time. And we've already touched on that. You know, make good use of our time because it's limited and we want to grow in relationship with Jesus. And it's only through time that we can do that. But number two, to make your salvation more secure. That little phrase stood out to me because we can respond to this two different ways. We can respond to this out of fear, or we can respond to this out of love. There's a tendency to look at St. Alphonsus' writings and we could respond out of fear. That is better than no response at all, but it's not the perfect response because that is imperfect contrition. Imperfect contrition is sorrowful sin because we're going to get punished. Now, that's a better response than no response at all, but it's imperfect. The better response would be out of love. And right. So I hope that we can look at these meditations not to respond in fear, but to respond in love, that we want to glorify and love Jesus. So we look at the time that we have left. Why would we want more? So that we could glorify Him more to the highest degree possible.
Mm-hmm.
Take, for example, when Janelle and I have our wedding anniversary on May 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I take Janelle out on the date? Is it because to mitigate her wrath in my life so she doesn't get angry with me? Or is the better response to honor you, to give you what you deserve, to let you know I love you and cherish you? Obviously, that's the better reason to go out on a date on one's anniversary. Likewise with Jesus. Should we respond to him because we're afraid of being punished? It's a starting point, but it doesn't lead us to deep intimacy with the other person, because how can you have intimacy with somebody when you are afraid of them? So Jesus doesn't want us to be afraid of him. He wants us to fall in love with him. We are the bride of Christ, he the bridegroom. This is not a fear-based relationship. It should be a love-based relationship. And when it's fear-based, we just have some room to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, friends, we probably have a little bit of a mix of both. At least I do. I don't want to go to hell. That's a part of my response to Jesus is, yeah, I'm afraid of that. But there's another part that I see that's growing is I really do. I want to love Jesus because he's given me so much and forgiven me so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to glorify him with my life.
It's beautiful.
So we're going to wrap it up there, friends. Thank you so much for listening. Please comment below what stood out to you in this video or the readings and why. And please share the video with those that you think would be blessed by this message. The rosary, you can pray along with us right up there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you tomorrow.